FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ZAMSA has disclosed that it has achieved 71% drug availability in the last 6 months. The ruling party is deeply saddened by the loss of 3 miners in Mumbwa. In international news, the number of people killed in Monday's anti-government protest in Kenya has risen to 31. In sports news, Botswana minister has challenged the women's football team to play their careers ahead of Nigeria's Super Falcons clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, Public Relations Manager Bradley Chingombe has disclosed that the agency has achieved 71% drug availability in the last 6 months. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Chingombe attributed this milestone to increased political will and sustained government's commitment towards strengthening the country's healthcare delivery system. Mr. Chingombe emphasized that these efforts are part of a broader strategy aimed at improving access to essential medical services. He further revealed that critical health equipment, including renal consumables, have been procured with distribution to health facilities across the country currently underway. The Department of Veterinary Services in Southern Province has intensified operations to enhance compliance and curb the illegal movement of livestock. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua says the heightened operations are aimed at protecting the national livestock herd. Mr. Nanjua revealed that the government has vaccinated 711,205 cattle against foot and mouth disease, FMD, across 10 districts in the province. He said that the province is on course in encouraging farmers to enhance livestock farming.
In 2024, the government vaccinated 711,205 cattle against foot and mouth disease across 10 districts. An additional 795,750 doses of FMD vaccine are on hand for continued vaccination.
The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, is deeply saddened by the tragic incident at Inkala Gold Mine in Mumbwa District, which claimed the lives of 3 miners. 2 miners died instantly at the site, while a third succumbed to injuries at Nangoma Hospital. 9 others remain hospitalized and are receiving medical care. UPND Media Director Mark Simoe underscored the severe risks associated with illegal mining operations, where the lack of safety protocols, inadequate sanitation, and non-compliance with regulatory standards continue to threaten lives and the environment. Mr. Simoe and his media team said the UPND government has consistently championed the formalization and legalization of mining activities to create a regulated, safe and sustainable mining sector, noting that these efforts are crucial to safeguarding miners' welfare and ensuring adherence to the rule of law. He has since extended the party's heartfelt condolences to the families of the deceased and wishes a full and speedy recovery to those injured. He said the party remains steadfast in supporting government initiatives aimed at transforming Zambia's mining industry into a secure and legally compliant sector that benefits all Zambians. Maramba Old People's Home Social Welfare Officer Bavi Masowe says the facility is looking to renovate the housing units for the elderly residents currently being kept at the home. Speaking after PKF, Zambia Chartered Accountants Corporate Social Responsibility Activity at the Maramba old people's home, Mr. Masuwe explained that the facility, which houses 36 elderly people, needs to have its roof renovated before it can increase capacity. He added that the facility was originally intended to house 40 people, but under unforeseen circumstances, it can accommodate up to 50 older people. Mr. Masuwe further thanked PKF Zambia for their continued support of the Maramba Old People's Home.
The roof is made of asbestos and they've been worn out. Yes, we need to do some renovation. It will change the roof and it will even give the institution a very good facelift, so to say. So expanding, I think at the moment, no. Most of the time people think this is a private institution. No, this is a government institution which is run by the Minister of Community Development and Social Services. The total number of residents here, the aged people, they are 36. That 36 in the ratio of male to female. So we have 36 males and 8 females.
PKF Zambia Chartered Accountants Managing Partner Anthony Ranjan stated that there is a need for concerted efforts from corporate companies to ensure that old people's home is well maintained for the elderly residents.
My appeal to the business community, let us work together. There are so many people need our support, our care, and our love. If we all do something that we can make this place better, the government can do so much. I think even the business community, we got to do our part. We got to give effectively for our community.
And head of assurance at PKF Global based in Scotland, Jamie Drummond, added that keeping the environment clean for the elderly residents at the old people's home brings pride both to them and to the country. Mr. Drummond assured continued support in ensuring that services at the facility run smoothly.
We're at the old person's home today, helping with the cleanup. Our people, our PKF people in Zambia, have put aside their work for the day and they're dedicating 2 days to help with their local projects. And for PKF Global, we would like to thank PKF Zambia for everything they're doing and for the leadership and inspiration of Mr. Ranjan to encourage his team and all the people that he looks at to come together and unite and help each other.
In international news, the number of people killed in Monday's anti-government protests in Kenya has risen to 31, the country's Human Rights Commission said, sparking public outrage and calls for justice. The state-run commission previously said that 11 people had died. More than 100 people were injured and about 532 arrested in the protests, which hit the capital, Nairobi, and other major cities, said the Kenyan National Commission on Human Rights, KNCHR. The UN said it was deeply troubled by the killings and criticized the Kenyan police for using lethal ammunition against protesters. Still in international news, authorities in eastern Libya refused entry to 3 European ministers and EU commissioner for migration on alleged entry violations, apparently after they stopped first in the rival Libyan capital of Tripoli in the west. A statement from the Prime Minister of the eastern part of Libya, Osama Hamad, said the interior ministers of Italy, Greece, Malta and the